And if you guys are watching tape, you know we got our work cut out for us this week. I mean, this is a heck of a group. They've done a great job. They got a bunch of veterans that have been there for a while, and they've got some very, very skilled receivers, returners, you know, that's been around for a while that they can take it the distance. So, yeah, I think it's a great challenge for our guys. You know, we got to go out. You know, let's you know we've had some struggles here and there, and let's go see what we can do.
Do they use both those guys at once?
They did last week. You know, I think that's what they'll probably do. So you can't kick away from them. They're both really good. So, and the one that they got rid of, I mean, he also returned one for a touchdown. So, I mean, they had three. but they do a good job with that phase of it.
Hey, Ron, what stands out to you about Smallwood, just in terms of, you know, kind of his explosiveness or what he does?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you put the ball in his hand, what he does. I mean, he can run. He's fast. He's strong. It's like any other good return team. You know, when they feel that, and those guys do a good job of blocking as well, getting back, and you know, they're very well coached. And as I said, they've been around for those guys. They got a lot of veteran guys that have done it for a while.
What do you think's gone wrong or changed with your kickoff coverage unit?
Well, you know. I don't think anything really going wrong. That's one phase that you make a little slip here, a little slip there, then some bad things happen. There's some pretty good special teams units that have had one return against them for touchdowns this year. I think it's not obviously we can't have it, and we got to correct it. We got to get it fixed. But there's several kickoff return units that are pretty good that have had them returned on them. So. I don't know. I don't have an answer. In other words, I know what we got to do. And number one, we got to, you know, the ball's got to. It's just like in a field goal. You know, it takes a snapper, takes a holder, takes the protection, takes the kicker. In the kickoff, it takes the kicker. The ball's got to be placed where we need to have it placed, and we got to get out and cover the way we got to cover it.
So along those lines, when you give up a returner, do you have to guard against guys being a little tentative? Or careful, or lots of confidence.
This is not a group you want to be careful with. No, this is wide open, and you know, once again, I mean, to me, this is a challenge. There's no doubt in my mind we're a lot better than where we're ranked, we got to go prove that. We got to go show that. This is a great group that give us an opportunity to prove it against.
Hey, Ron, is Jake ready for what could be some cold, windy type conditions? Punt the ball in because obviously kicked in Tampa last year. I don't know how much
here. Well, they played Philly last year. I'm not sure where they played him, but he's from Buffalo. I mean, shoot, he grew up and played at Buffalo, so yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Hey, Ron, I know you didn't get to see Mackinson much during training camp with his injuries, but did you get any impression of him at all in terms of what he could potentially do on special teams?
Well, he can run. I think anytime you like them guys, he can run real fast and you know, Jason and I, we can't coach 4-3 or 4-2 or whatever he is. I mean, he's a guy that plays with a lot of energy, and I think you want those kinds of guys on special teams, guys that play with energy and exciting. And we'll see what happens.
Conversely, to my other question about your kickoff coverage, punting, what's gone right there? Because I think Jake was for the bottom of the league and not punting up until about a month ago. Now you guys have really rocketed up that list.
Well, once again, placement. We're not where we were in punt coverage last year at this point in time. Once again, it's you get a return here, a return there, a missed tackle. There's so many little things that can go wrong. But the big thing, ball placement. We got to place the ball. I think Jake's getting into a little bit of a rhythm. It's going to be important that he maintains that. Particularly as you get into the latter part of the year when you get these cold games and so forth, it's hard to, you want to be over a 40-foot net, but that's hard to do when the ball doesn't go quite as far and all those kind of things. We had some negative returns last year. Guys were trying to get around, and we were able to get them back there. So we just got to keep doing the thing we're doing in terms of protection and get out. He's got to place the ball where we want to place it, and we got to get out and cover.
What's made Sproles so good over the duration of his career?
Well, obviously he's fearless, number one. Number two, he's got great confidence in what he's doing. You say, well, they do a great job protecting, blocking, but they do. Everybody, you got a guy like that. He makes people miss. And I was talking to him about it in the Pro Bowl over there. I mean, it's one of those God-given abilities that he has. That I'm not sure. I meant to look that up, how many returns he does have for a touchdown, but he's done it with every place he's ever been, and he's still doing it.